Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Back midday show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo. Yes, we are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. And the reason we're here is Doc. He's with us right now. Brian Dawkins on the midday show. Doc, how you doing today?
Absolutely blessed. Beautiful day, nice weather, and appreciate y'all coming out, man.
You know what I got to say? I'm glad we get a chance that for everybody to see my dog outfit on YouTube because you have dressed for the occasion. I really like those pants, man.
Come on, man. Come on. Listen, we just talked about it. I mean, if you don't play golf good, you got to at least look the
part. You look great, man.
You got to look the part.
You look great.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to know how much that Hugh cares about you because he at least wore a golf shirt. We went to an outing last year. He wore a sweatsuit. We were like, Hugh, come on. We got to wear some golf clothes.
I have been criticized and accused of not knowing how to dress for golf outings. So this is the first time that I've actually had a chance. I'm trying to step my game up. I'm trying to do more mature adult things. And I said, this is a great time to start at your golf tournament. It's a great time to start.
Appreciate you.
So before
don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah, no, probably not long. All right, but before we get to any football stuff, tell us about this day, why it's so special to you and your foundation.
So the foundation is something that we started in 2019, and the premise of it is to bless single parents and the young people in the household with opportunities, and with those opportunities, prayerfully, that they'll come up with visions to then pursue life from a different angle, right? So providing them with the different resources that they need in order to have that be something that they want to go after instead of seeing the things around them as blocks for them not to do anything. Now we can potentially give them opportunity to do things that they would not be able to do other than without the foundation's givings. Again, so that they can go after a life in a different way through a different vision of what they can do with those opportunities.
So Doc, I know you tell the story all the time, but I think that our fans need to hear it. What was it that motivated you to do this and give back the way that you're giving back?
Yeah, so basically, it was the loss of friends growing up. I lost a couple of my friends to the streets, if you will, and neither one of them had fathers in the household, and I knew their moms, and their moms were working their behinds off, and so oftentimes they weren't home to raise the children, so they were left to kind of raise themselves. And so once I got into the space of retirement and, you know, wanting to do things in a greater way to bless people, you know, this is what then came to mind. How can I bless one of the individual's names was Gary, the other one's name was Keith. How can I bless Gary and Keith before they get into those situations, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how this foundation is. And I'm not saying every kid is Gary and Keith, but my point is, if they would have had probably an opportunity to then do some of the things with the gifts that I know both of them had, if they would probably been given an opportunity to do things, maybe they wouldn't have gone down the path that they went down, that to have their lives been taken the way that they were.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man. It really does, especially when you talk about because you grew up in Florida, I'm from Ohio, but yeah, being in neighborhoods where you see kids that probably are more talented than you at a young age, and all of a sudden something happens where they make the wrong choice or they go down the wrong path, and that dream is just gone. That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
It does, and I guess because we've been able to do what we've been able to do as far as going to the National Football League to do things from a different degree, then you can look back. Because I'm telling you, I look back over my life and I look at, because I hung out with both of those dudes.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, I lost one of them when I was in the ninth grade. So, like, I remember him asking me to go, like, places with him at times. And I'm like, no, I can't do that, because I knew what he was doing. I know he was selling, basically he was selling drugs. And so, you know, oftentimes I would think, now, what if I went with him that last time and I was in the front seat and it wasn't him in the front seat, and I won't be too graphic here, but what happened to him happened to me because I was in the front seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something that could have happened had I made the decision.
You're reflecting.
To not have, listen, to not have football and sports to be such a part of what I wanted to do with my life. Certain things I wanted to do, and certain people I did not want to disappoint, like my father. I didn't want to disappoint my father. So having that as something to kind of steer me away from doing things and going places with him allows me to then be where I am. But on the other side of that conversation is, I knew, like, Gary was a phenomenal artist, could draw. Like, he probably can do comic books. As a matter of fact, he would do comic books for us. And then my other guy, Keith, who I lost, like, he can talk you into doing anything, bro. So I think he could have been like a lawyer or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that these young people have gifts, and these young people we're reaching here in Philadelphia, they have gifts that they don't know they have yet, right? Or they have gifts that they're using the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can then steer them in a direction with giving them these resources to bless them in that way, that's what the foundation is about.
Well, it's an important cause. Doc, it's one of those things I think all of us have empathy for people in that situation, but to actually give back and doing something for them, it's a special thing. We're happy to be here today and happy to be at your tournament. All right, let's talk some Eagles here.
Yep.
Doc, what do you think the biggest challenge for this team is going to be to try to repeat? It's one thing to have that great season they had last year, but now they're trying to do it again when they're the hunted. What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles to try to do it again?
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale. You got it done. Oh, yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate. But now it's time to get back into pain mode. We got to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals, because they celebrate too long, or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot.
So,
we hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So
it has to get to the point, and, you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film. And then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better. The beautiful pain of getting better.
And that's hard. I mean, I have to imagine that it's hard, at least. Because when you're at the top of whatever profession, but certainly the NFL, you got to feel like, I arrived. I mean, I've seen this offseason. You know, there's certain guys that have enjoyed it a lot, and they should enjoy it. But, like, now it's got to be that time. I don't know when that time started, OTAs or minicamp. I would think now's that time. They got to lock back in.
So, for – obviously, we didn't win the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you that when we then – have those long seasons, it is tough. When you have longer seasons, it is tough. They have a whole lot more recovery devices than we did. I'll just say it like that, right? But you have to flip that switch, I would say, sooner than later to get back into that process, because what you don't want to do, I don't want to live off of yesterday's success, right? So yesterday was great. Again, beautiful, I had that success. But when you look at film, if you're brutally honest at what you see things that you could have done and should have done better. And you need to be as aggravated with yourself not doing it and getting it right that you were last year. During that period of last year, I talked about this, that team was going to have growing pains, and they did. They had growing pains throughout the year, and they played their best football at the right time at the end of the year. But that came with I'm telling you, that came with tough conversations about when you look in the mirror and with one another. And it took you not taking the easy road. You can't take that easy road. And that easy road is what we won the Super Bowl. If that keeps in your mind, you will not grind to the place that you need to be so that you can go out and play that dominant football that they played last year.
When you look at Cooper DeJean, what do you see? What makes him the good slot corner that he is, dog? When you watch him play, what is it that makes him so special?
Well, I think the first thing with Cooper that you see is that he's extremely confident,
mm-hmm.
right? I was asked this another time. Like, I was not as confident as him as a rookie. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was not confident in what I can do. He's confident in what he can do. And the other thing is that he's patient. He doesn't panic. He doesn't panic. When you see him in his press coverage, he does not, even off coverage, he does not panic. He's very patient in his technique,
mm-hmm.
and he believes he has the tools to be able to stay hip to hip with guys consistently, and he does. So his transitions are smooth. He doesn't stumble a whole lot. And then again, that confidence to me is the main thing. But I will also say that when he, Carolina, who is their slot receiver?
Was it LeGarrette?
Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah, it was Thielen. Yeah, that's, you're right, it was.
I was so happy that happened. That Adam kind of got the best of it.
The veteran, yeah.
Because oftentimes what you – I want to see how you respond from adversity. I want to see when someone gets the best of you, what comes out of you, right? Do you go into a shell, or do you get better, learn from that mistake, and then get better the next time? It seems to me that he got better after that opportunity to learn from a veteran, to get handled a little bit by a veteran. He learned from that and got better. Now, this year will be different for both those young corners. Every team has had now a year to then study them, to see maybe where their weaknesses are, right? So that's why it's important for those young men to be looking at their film, to be honest with what they see, because other teams are seeing maybe some things that we can kind of go after, and maybe they'll party too much and not get better in these areas, and we can attack them. So I'm kind of anxious to see if that then plays out in the way that teams begin to attack them in different ways, to see if they can exploit something that they think that they saw on film.
If you were in charge of the defense, because when they drafted Cooper DeJean, no one really knew exactly where he'd play, right? He played everywhere at Iowa, corner, safety, slot, and then he found a home and he was really good at nickel corner. If you were in charge of the defense, would you just leave him there? Because we did hear last week they started him a little bit more on the outside. It seems like they're going to bounce him around. Would you leave him, or would you say, hey, let's see what you could do?
So I'm not in – and that's, here's what I always say. I'm not in practice. I don't see what they're doing in practice. I don't study film to watch them in practice. If you have someone that you know can play inside and out, leave him there and then allow everybody to fight for that outside position. Right. Again, if you're more comfortable with him in the slot, you leave him there. Why? Because a lot of the skilled receivers, what they try to do is put them in the slot so that they can go against linebackers and go against guys in the slot that aren't as good. Right. So if you want to have him in that slot position, but that's only if you have that guy outside that can handle their business. So allow those guys on the outside to battle that, knowing that you have Cooper. If you need to stick him out there, to stick him out there.
Who's the best golfer that's going to be here today? Ike? Ike talks a big game. Can Ike golf?
Why would you bring up Ike as the best golfer?
I'm asking of your former teammates. We know.
Former teammates.
We know it's not Hugh. Play. We know it's not Hugh. No, I mean, he's not. Playing. He can't golf. But
I would say Irvin.
Yeah?
Rev takes the game way too serious, man.
Ike does too, though. Ike takes it pretty serious.
He does.
So Irv is one of those guys that, like, he'll take, like 30 minutes to warm up with different devices.
Oh, he's real.
Yeah,
deal.
Yeah. Like stretch.
They be dead.
Yeah,
they
so
be
he's, dead. He's into it.
He dead.
He's into it.
See, here's the question that I have for you, dog. You ready?
Talk to him.
Because it's been bothered because, you know, it's.
So when he says you're ready.
Well, because I'm curious. Cause we were talking about this last night. So when you, because we still know you bench. So are we still putting more weight on the bench, or are we at a certain weight that we just play with? Or are you still in there trying to max out?
All right, so I don't one rep max anymore. I don't try to load the weight up on the bar to max. But I will put a couple of plates, you know, three plates.
He tried to be
my.
Don't be modest with me. Don't be my. What you working with, man? Seriously, because you're making me mad over here playing.
So like for instance, like I can get 315 probably like 12 times, right? So that's.
All right,
that's
I don't need to hear no more.
You heard what he needs to hear.
Hey, dog. last time I tried to put 315 on the bar about 10 years ago.
Oh, we need to see this again. We need to just see what this looks like.
No, your elbows and stuff don't be hurting.
Yeah, but that's not an every time thing, though. You can't like go in there every time and do that.
No, don't tell me you being there with the elbows wrapped up. Yeah.
That only happened when I was trying to do too much too often.
What you mean? What you was trying to do 400?
Yeah. that's what I came down.
Wait a minute. You said okay, 400 too much.
Yes.
But damn near 50. 315, right? That's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You asked him a question, he gave you an answer, Hugh.
I hate him so much right now. No, I'm struggling probably with like. I keep it like 185, something like this, just to keep it light.
185?
No, dude. Like, if you're doing reps.
What happened
reps,
to you? What happened listen, to this guy?
If you're doing reps, dog, the elbows and stuff hurt the shoulders. This old cat right here still playing with 315.
Yeah, but
12 reps.
It's not. It's not like a explosive.
No, but
workout
but I can see. I know how you're doing it, dog. You like yeah.
and that's the sound right there. Yep.
But 12, like dog, you don't understand, Joe. 12 times with the slow rep.
No, I don't. You're right. I don't understand. I have no idea what it's like to push that much weight here. You're dead right.
Man, get out of town. See, now I got – see. I've got this thing going with Spike at the station, right? Spike said he can do 250 push-ups, like, straight out.
Right? Like, in one sitting?
Well, he does 5 sets of 50.
50.
A lot of people are skeptical he actually can do this. So Hugh wants to challenge him to a push-up.
No, he wanted to challenge me. So, you know, I've been doing – but listen, with these elbows and trying to get – it ain't the same thing, but I'm just a little jealous.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, I haven't had a whole lot of trauma to my joints and stuff. Like, elbows –
You've given out a lot of trauma, though.
I did. But I haven't had a whole lot of trauma to those things, so I still can do those. But, again, that's not – I don't do that every time.
See, now you're trying to make me feel better.
No, yes, I don't do that every time.
Hugh's crushed. He's done for the day now. He's done for the day. Doc, we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate you having us today. We're excited to be here.
Man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Thanks so much. There he goes, Brian Dawkins.
Hit him straight, brother.
He's with us here, and we appreciate him on. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets you a boardie. All right.
I like them pants, man. Them pants is not.
Well, now YouTube sees the pants.
I wonder if they got them on Sheen. I'm going to get on Sheen and see if I can find me some like that.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you can get those pants.
It might not be
you
no
get
Shane.
Those pants. You
are. Right. Give me them pants on Shane.
All right, before like we them. Before we go back to the phone lines here, we do appreciate Doc with us here. Talking, that was interesting, Hugh. A couple things. One, about the trying to repeat, and my mind went to two guys that seem to have enjoyed their offseason.
Saquon.
They both.
Yeah,
they,
I mean, it's tough. Like,
and there's nothing wrong with them enjoying their offseason.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but.
But to get locked back in now.
Coop is a rock star. And he everything that he's getting right now, he deserves.
Yeah.
He deserves. Because I just saw he had the celebrity basketball tournament at his home.
Yep.
And his teammates came out to support.
To
which
Iowa
I thought
City.
Was great.
You saw that Slay was
dog,
there?
Dog, listen, let me tell you. I tried to do something similar when I was playing in my hometown of Mansfield, Ohio. And it's something to be said about the teammates that will step up regardless of where you're at and come to things like that. So I thought it was a big deal. I thought it was phenomenal that his teammates decided to do that because a lot of times teammates don't want to travel to the middle of nowhere. Not saying I was the middle of nowhere, but when you think of Iowa, you think of corn or something like that. It's not a mecca that you're going to, but to have that in his hometown like that and to have the star players come in like that, that was big, man. So, yeah, he's enjoying his offseason. So, with all of that, I think that there is a chance that he might get off to a slow start, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We are live today at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing, and this segment brought to you by?
It's brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress. You know, everybody don't use two, so I didn't know what you was doing.
We got it.
And we got it. We got it together.
It's theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Only you people saw that.
Yeah, only you people. Yeah. But, you know, I got to say something because you people, I've been poking at them for a while, so they're about to kill me for that anyway.
They're in your head? You're worried again?
No, I ain't worried about it. I enjoy you people. You people are great.
All right, and speaking of you people, let's get to one of those people. Tim in Virginia. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tim. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, man. First time caller, Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia, man.
So, what's up, Tim? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about you with Trey, man. You got to leave Trey alone, man.
Leave Trey Turner alone?
Leave him alone. Trey's playing good. I mean, you guys talking about his defense and everything, and I just think you guys are wrong. I mean,
I watched him play.
He made two fantastic plays yesterday, and yeah, that one was kind of a kindergarten kind of layup for him, and yeah, he messed up, but the dude's only had 5 errors in 60 games.
So two things. I mean, so two things. He has 45 errors since he got here. So yeah, you could say 5 in 60, or you could say 45 in 2 years and 2 months. So we could however you want to do the math. Tim, the other thing is you sound like you watch a lot of baseball like I do. They don't call errors on half the things they should. So I don't. I mean, if you look at some of the numbers, the Phillies are towards the bottom in baseball in errors made. But if you look at the metrics, they're one of the worst teams in baseball in converting batted balls into outs. So you can be a bad defensive player and not get many errors charged to you. I mean, leave him alone. He's a $300 million player. $300 million player.
I get him. He's batting 300 right now or 299.
That's wonderful.
I mean, he's doing well. He's picked that up.
Sure, he's hit
the dude's
fine.
Playing pretty good. I see many stars make many errors. Now, in terms of like the entire team making errors, yeah, I mean, Sosa made a bad play yesterday. That wasn't an error, but it might as well was a mental error.
It certainly was about you. I'm glad you brought that up, Tim, because I brought up the Wilson one, but you have to factor that in too. Sosa basically gave up the chance to cut down a run at the plate. It was a mental mistake for sure.
Yeah, and then the last note before I go is you guys keep busting up on Max too. And, I mean,
Kepler?
I'll tell you, Joe, Kepler, yeah.
If you
compare him to the other, what was it, $300 million hitter over there in New York, what's his name?
Soto?
Playing right field?
No,
yeah.
Soto.
Are we really?
Million.
No, hold on. We're not comparing Max Kepler to Juan Soto. We can't be doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got a better batting average than Soto does.
Tim.
He does.
Matt.
For the money, I would take Max over Soto any day of the week.
One guy
playing right now.
One guy got $10 million. One guy got $785 million. I mean, like...
Yeah, look at their stats.
Right, but Tim, by the end of the year, what are their stats going to look like?
Who knows the way he's playing?
I know. I have a pretty good idea. I mean, Tim, Max Kepler's going to be replaced here by July. You realize this, right? Like, he's holding the seat down.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I mean... You know, I do think it's funny for the last 3 years, ever since we went to the World Series, we still can't put somebody in left field.
I know. Wait, you're right. They've run through a lot of left fielders. I mean, they really have.
They have, and it's a shame. I mean, I take that on the organization itself, you know.
I agree. Mean, well, Tim, we found common ground there. We could blame Dombrowski and the organization.
Sound like y'all are friends now.
Well, we found like common ground. We'll blame the organization. But we're not allowed to... If we can't knock a $300 million shortstop for booting a ball headed right to him, like, what are we doing here?
You mean a routine play?
A totally routine play.
No, because even the caller said that was routine play.
Yeah, I mean, it's a joke that he didn't make that play. I don't know what else to say.
That's the thing. It's just, like, he has been pretty decent. But it's the ones that look like they should be easy to make are the ones that are the frustrating ones.
Yeah, this is, offensively, it's the most consistently good he's been as a Philly, right? That's fine. He's got on base more. He's hit overall more. Not power, but I haven't crushed Trey's offense this year because I'm fine with it. His defense isn't good. We know that. And yesterday, they lost the game on that. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do here. Your phone calls to the Phillies over the weekend. Was their performance a big deal from what we saw the last 4 days? You can react to the Trey Turner stuff as well. We'll let you hear what Trey said after the game and Rob Thompson on that booted ground ball. Plus, another clue to help you win this prize. We have a great prize.
Did anybody guess?
Did we get a guest yet?
I don't think so.
I think we got busy.
We got busy day.
We had Doc here.
We had a lot going on.
Talking about your
outfit. We won't hold this against Hugh's first clue then.
We could.
Yeah, we still will.
Yeah, we probably will.
All right, YouTube people are.
Good. 215. Well, you care. You said you woke up thinking about it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show live at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like a king of the cookout. Now, this is a key. It says grill them for Dad. Don't make Dad grill them. And these are the choices that we have for the marinated pork tenderloins that we have. We got Tuscan herb. We got honey garlic teriyaki. We got lemon garlic. And we have so many different flavors to choose from to match every dad's taste. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.